Die holen da pay dollar on the base. The bottom of two dots. Yeah, pay dollar on the base. Misha says also mechavin umasikin. If there's a fire in the house on Shabbos, so the pekuach nefesh will have to put out the fire. Mechavin put it out. Umasikin will have to put the mechitza there. Put a row of pots that has water inside it, and when the fire gets, they'll burst and go out. So the moral lomali, like what's the chiddush shita? Or some have the girsa right away that Omri Abelezer lenitzcho elo lechotz acheres. So Mora says the afilu lechotz acheres. The chiddush is even though the fire is not in your chotz yet, the fire is in your neighbor's house. Still, since you're afraid maybe the fire will come into your house and kill somebody, you're allowed to go to the neighbor's house and put out the fire. Even though in your neighbor in the chotz there nobody's there, it's only the sakon and maybe coming to your house. Still, you're allowed to stop the fire. Omer Rab Yosef, Omer Rab Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Loi holchu betikuach nefesh achra roiv. The shayla about tikuach nefesh, can you save somebody to be doiche Shabbos, to save a nefesh, you don't go after roiv. Even though kol terkula, we go bus a roiv, holchum achra roiv, by tikuach nefesh, we go lekula, and you're allowed to save the person. So Mor says, hechidomi, what's the case talking about? Inaim, if you want to tell me, diikot tisha Yisrael, there are 9 Jews there, v'kusi yechad benayim, and there's 1 guy there. So, for the Gemara, Ruba Yisroninu, in such a case, Pshita, you're allowed to save the person. In other words, the case is, let's say the wall fell on top of 1 person. So you want to go save the person now on Shabbos. You have to dig up the wall. So you don't know who it fell on. So for the Gemara, Pshita, you're allowed to save the person. You have 9 Jews there. So Rova Yisraelim. So what are you telling me, Chiddush? You don't go ask the Rav, like Lekulam, Pshita, in this case, it's Mutter. Eli, you want to tell me, Palga Palga. Let's say you have a case that there are 5 goyim there, had 5 Jews, and a wall fell on top of 1 of them. You don't know if that person's a Jew or a goy, so you're allowed to save him. Fred Gemara also pshita. Suffolk nefashas lahokim. If it's half and half, so it's a good suffolk, a good doubt if he's a Jew or not. So pshita, you're allowed to save him on Shabbos. Tomorrow says, Elo diiko tisha kusim. The chiddush is like this. Even in the case we have mamish 9 goyim there, the Yisrael echot, and there's only 1 Jew there, and the wall falls on 1 of them, we don't know on who, still you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the person. Of course you could do that. Te'evele kavua. The klal is you're stationary. You're there. Kavua. And the klal is v'chol kavua k'machtza machtza domi. That's exeret hakosiv. Whenever you have a kvias, that means that things are stationary, staying still, the locker is if life's a suffix. There also, since the people are in the chotzer, and now the wall fell down on 1 of them, so we don't know which one. Also, pshit, it remains a doubt. It's a suffix. Is it a Jew or a goy? There's no achro. So pshit, you're allowed to save the person on Shabbos. What do I need a chiddush for? The kavua usually the case is, let's say there are 10 butcher stores there, and you know 9 of them sell treif, and 1 of them sell kosher. So if you go into one, or the opposite way, let's say 9 of them sell kosher, and 1 of them sell treif, and you go into one of the store, and you don't know which one you went into, the lochrish, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Because since all the stores are stationary, you're going into them, that's called kavua. Kavua is always called kamachta, remains a pure suffix. Now the suffix, you're right, you have to go to chumrah. Here also, if you have 9 goyim there and 1 Jew, since they're staying still, then the wall is falling on top of them, so they're kavua, they're stationary. It has the din of a suffix. So pshita, by suffix nefoshos, you could be doing a Shabbos. So what's Shmuel's chiddush that you don't go after roiv by pekuach nefesh? So Gemara says, Leitzricha de porish lechotz acheres. I tell you in a case where they all went, all these 10 people in one chotzer, they moved into another chotzer. So since they're moving, that's called 90, they're moving around. They're not stationary anymore. So now the time I would have thought to say, that called the porish. Meruba porish, usually the klal is, when something comes out, then we say, what is this thing that came out? It came out of the roiv. Like usually we have this case of 10 butcher stores. And let's say 9 of them sell kosher, and 1 of them sell treif, and now you found the piece of meat outside the stores on the floor. So this meat came out of one of the stores. We don't know from which store it came out from. That's the cloud called the parish, meruba parish. It came out, where did it come from? From the roiv. So in such a case, you're allowed to eat the meat. So we have a right to say it came from the roiv. So here also, since all these people now are moving, and the wall fell down on top of one of them, so the question, who is this person? So I would have thought to go bust a rave and say, he's from the majority. And since here you have 9 goyim, so I should say the person is a goy, and therefore you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save a goy. Kamash Malon, that's Shmuel's Chiddush now. To loy holchu bit v'kuach nefesh achar roiv. You know, by v'kuach nefesh, to save a person, as long as there's any little doubt that maybe he's a Jew, even though it's only a miyut, and usually we don't listen to the miyut, we go after the roiv, but to v'kuach nefesh, no. We go after the miyut also. You don't listen to the roiv, but we have a doubt, maybe that the person's a Jew, and you're allowed to save him. So was Shmuel's Chiddush. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel. For the Gemara, it's not like that. He said, not like that. For Yomer Rabasi, Omer Rav Yechanan. Rabasi said, over the name of Rav Yechanan, that Tisha Kusim, if you have 9 Goyim, the Yisroel Echot B'yeseh Chotzer, and you have 1 Jew in that Chotzer, is Mefakhin. So in that Chotzer itself, if a wall fell down on one of them, since they're Kavua, they're stationary, they're staying still, so that was a locha before, it has a din of Machtza Machtza, like a Sofik, and therefore, since it's a good doubt, maybe he's a Jew, of course you're allowed to save him on Shabbos. What about the Chotzer Acheretz? Let's say these people now walked out of this yard and went into another yard. They're walking now. So since they're walking, we said a svara, it's like moving. It's 90. Is then the locher is ein mafachin, ein achanami. Then you do go basa roiv, and you're not allowed to save the person. In case we have 9 goyim and 1 Jew, and they started to walk, and while they're walking away, a wall falls on one of them, here Rabbi Yochanan said, you're not allowed to save the person, because you go basa roiv. Reiv tells us that he's a guy. A guy, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save him. So here's the stira. Here you see, you do go basa roiv. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, you don't go basa roiv. So Marian says, like kasha. No, I'll tell you, there's no kasha. Even though it's, Sam is not such a kasha. It's only Rabbi Yosef, and this was Rasi. And even though a different man, the Yomer, it's not such a big kasha. Right? Still, the Marian says, here's the stira. The two dinim here are mechuluk, one and the other. So Marian says, no, like kasha. I tell you, ha de parish kulhu, ha de parish mitzasayu. It depends. If all 10, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, it says we don't go basa roiv, he's talking about where all 10 people left this yard and started to walk into the next yard. So since all 10 of them walked into the next yard, in the next yard you also have vada a Jew. The Jew zich left that first chotzer and went into the second one. So if gaita, it says chazik, that there is a Jew here. See, even though you should go basa roiv to say since they're moving now, the wall fell on from the roiv a guy, that was Shmuel's Chiddush. No, that since there's a vaday Jew in this chotzer now, we have to have a suffix. Maybe it's a Jew. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But when there's a vatsi omer Rabbi Yechanan say you're not allowed to save the person, the parish miktasayim. That means only let's say 5 of them left the first chotzer and walked into another chotzer. So you have 5 people now walking into the new chotzer, and in the new chotzer a wall falls on one of them. There you go basa roiv and say, since the people that are moving, most probably they're from the roiv, and since there are 9 goyim here, most probably he's a goy. So if the wall falls on him, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him. And here it's better than the first case, because here only 5 left the first chotzer. There are still 5 people left in the first chotzer. So it's possible to say, where is the Jew? It could be the Jew is still in the first chotzer. Maybe he didn't leave it. Maybe he's from the first 5. You only know 5 people left and went into the second chotzer. So when the wall falls down on the second chotzer, we have 2 strikes against us. Like, first of all, we should go basa roiv. Since they're moving now, the klal is kol the parish, meruba parish. So we should say, who got hit by the wall? A guy got hit, so you can't save him. And here also, even in the look at these 5 people in this chotzer now, you don't have the right to say any one of them is a vade Jew. It could very well be that the Jew is still in the first chotzer. He never left it. That's the difference. When all 10 people leave the first chotzer and go into the second one, so again, we know for sure there's a Jew here. So even though there should be a din of roiv, since they're moving, we should say the wall fell on one from the roiv, fell on a guy, that's Shmuel's Chiddush. No. But if the kuach nefesh, it's a suffix, maybe the Jew is hurt, you're allowed to save him. But in the next case, where we don't even know the Jew is here, it could be the Jew is still in the first chotzer, then you don't go basa roiv. Then we do go basa roiv to say that it's a guy that's under the wall, and you don't have a right to save him. For the Gemara, mi amar Shmuel hachi, is it true that Shmuel said like this, that you don't go basa roiv, you go lekuli, you're allowed to save the person? For your tanan, we learned like this. What's going to be motzah bo tinek mushlach? You found a kid in the middle of the street. Walking in Los Angeles down Wilshire, you find a kid. You don't know if this kid's a Jew or a guy. What's the halacha? Im roiv kusim. If most of the people live in that neighborhood, go down that street, kusi. We never mind then, he's also a guy. in Rav Yisrael, if most of the people live on that street, go down that street, are Jews, then Yisrael. We say the kid is also a Jew. What about Machza, Machza? 50-50. Half of the people living there are Goyim. Half of them are Jews. Then we say also Yisrael. But then the kid, we have to be knowing like Yisrael. We'll soon see if exactly which halach is we're talking about. Now, the Yomar Rav, Loishonu Ela Lahach Yosei. Rav says, we're only talking about saving the person. Lahach Yosei. So Rashi says, Loishonu, Himroivi Yisrael, Michaskinu Leli Yisrael, that we say if most people living around there are Jews, so we say this kid is also a Jew, Ela Lahach Yosei. We're only talking about saving the person. If it's a question to be Mechal Shabbos for him or not, you're allowed to save him. Yes, we know when he's a Jew, men are suffering, and you have a right to save him. But to make him from Yuchis, to say that, let's say, it's a girl, and a Kohen wants to marry her, so a Kohen's only allowed to marry a Yuchis, a Kohen can't marry her. But then we wouldn't say, go bust the rope to say he's Israel. If it was a girl that you found, a little girl, she want to tell me now, she a Kohen mutabo, that a regular Kohen would be allowed to marry her, then we don't go bust the rope. Even in cases we don't have doubts, that the kid is not Sufi. Now Sufi means it sounds like he's a mamzer, that the parents don't want him and they left him in the street. There are certain simonim to say that they didn't take care of him at all. Let's say no, the kid was put down nicely, mashma the parents cared about him. They didn't just throw him away. Still, for Yichus, for a Kohen can't marry her. V'yafagav, Rashi said last line, V'yafagav derev Yisrael Maila, even though rove them are Yisraelim, so we should say she's a Jew and she should be mutter to Kohen. Still, Rashi says, my loss of Yuchsin. There's a special din mid Rabbana that for Yuchsin, who a Kohen can get married to, we have to know like 100%. The bin and Shrei Ruby. You have to have two type of roles to say she's a kosher Jew. K'daminu b'ksubis. That's a sugi in the morning ksubis. That's Rav's din. That when do we say if the most people around there are Jews, the kid is also a Jew? That's only to save him on Shabbos, from the Chal Shabbos. Avol Yachsa, to give her a din, a Jew, that a Kohen can marry her, we don't say. Loi. Shmuel says, "Lifakeach ol of a sagal." Shmuel says, "No, that I say, go bust a rive. Rive is negayet to mechal shabbos." Rashi Shmuel Lama, "Lifakeach ol of a sagal." Comma, the rive Yisrael. That if the rove people living around there are Jews, then we have a right to assume that this kid is also a Jew, and you're allowed to be mechal shabbos with him. So the deal is, "Av machza machza loy." Well, let's say the 50-50, half Jews, half goyim. Then you can't save this kid. The Kolshchein, the Reis Kusim, and Avad, if Rov people are Goyim there, that you can't save the kid on Shabbos. So it's not like Shmuel. Before Shmuel said, Ein Holchem Acher Rov, the Kuch Nefesh. Even though Rov should tell us that the kid's a Goy, we don't go boss a Rov. If we have a doubt, maybe he's a Jew, you're allowed to save the person. And here Shmuel saying, not like that, here Shmuel saying, that when do we say, you could be Mepakech Olam HaTagal, to save the person, only if it's Rov Yisraelim. But half and half, and Avad, the Rov Goyim, you can't save him. So it's a stira. Tamar says no. Ki itma de Shmuel areish itma. When did Shmuel say he'll have chechol of a sagal? He's going on the reisha. The what? Im roiv kusim kusim. The reisha said if most people living on this street are goyim, then if you find a kid out on the street, we never want the kids also a goy. Now Omar Shmuel said, Avolinya pikuach nefesh. But you know, let's say it's a question of keeping the kid alive. It's on Shabbos, and you have to carry him, or you have to bring him food. Then ain't a kain. Then we don't say like that. Then we say what that? But like Shmuel before said, since it's a doubt, maybe he's a Jew, even though Rov says he's a Goy, we don't go after the Rov. We have the doubt, maybe he's a Jew, you would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on him. Like Shmuel said before, Fredrik Morim came, if that's so, it's what's the din then that the Brice of the Mishnah does say them that Im Rov Kusim Kusi? What is the halacha though that if Rov Goyim live in that street, then we say if you find a kid outside lying in the street, he's a Goy. They get to what halacha? Lamai Hilchasam. Amar Rav Papa Lahachilo Nevelis. To give him to eat Nevelis. That's Nafkamina. That since he's a Goy, we have a right to say that the person is a Goy, and therefore we're allowed to give him Nevelis to eat. So Drashi, Lahachilo Nevelis, Ad She Yigdon, V'yikavalol of Geris. It's not until it becomes a Godon, and you make him into a Jew, you're allowed to feed him Nevelis. Since Rav, people there are Goyim, so Api Rav, it's Eskapas, and this kid is a Goy. If the kid's a Goy, you're allowed to give him Treifas to eat. So even though Shmuel says to save the person on Shabbos, you're allowed to, you don't go after Rav, that's only for the Kuach Nefesh. But for the Halach, it's Eskapas, and he's a Goy, therefore you're allowed to feed him to give him Isser. Vaita says, Rav, Yisrael, Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says here that let's say most people, rove people living on that block are Jews, then the kid is a Jew. For the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what's the Chiddush here? So Rashi like, in Rav Yisrael, Lamai Hilchasa Rashi, have Yisrael, be Rav Yisrael, Tvei mi Machza Machza. Ish le lachil nevelis, be Machza Machza le safinle. Now the Brisa says three cases. One case is that rove are Goyim. Then it says half and half, and then it says rove are Yisrael. So there's two halachas when the kid is like the Yisrael. Either 50-50, where you also pass kenais, the kid is the Yisrael. And who then it says, if rov are Yisraelim, the kid is also a Yisrael. So what's the chiddush that by rov he's a Yisrael? It's madlich by 50-50, he's a Jew. For sure, if rov are Jews, the kid's a Jew. Like Mashmoni, in a certain case do we say he's called a Jew in this case. Lamai hirasam, what's the special halacha here? That here he's a Jew, and not by 50-50? Have the Gemara lahachzul loyavedosei. That to return his Aveda, let's say this kid grows up and he loses an Aveda. So halacha is you find the Aveda. If the guy is a guy, you're not mechuyev to give it back. There's no mitzvah to give back an Aveda to a guy. If the person's a Jew, you have a mitzvah to give it back to him. So if it's a machzah, machzah, so then it's a suffix what the kid is. So by suffix mama, the klal is, all of araya. I have a right to say, right now I found the mitzvah, it's mine. You want me to give it to you? Prove to me that you're a Jew. Kozman, you can't prove you're a Jew. I don't have to give it to you. So I would be allowed to keep the Aveda. But in the case that Rove were Jews, then we pass the noise the kid is like a Jew, and now if he loses an Aveda, he loses something, and you find it, you have a mitzvah to give it back to him. That's an afkamina that when Rove are Jews, then it's Eiska passing the Jew. Now, the Brisa says though, Mishnah, Machza Yisrael, let's say there are 50% of the people living on the block are Goyim. And 50% are Jews, so the kid has a shame Yisrael. For the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, for what din? As we just said, L'Hachzalei Avedasi, you would not have to give it back. In a case where the kid lost the Aveda, you could tie in Amoitzim L'Chaveroi Olav Araya. Prove it to me that you're a Jew. I don't have to give it back to you. So what does it mean here to say the kid has a din of a Jew? Amor Ashlokish from Nizokin. It has a loch like Nizokin. Question if a shore traces another shore. So a loch is all like this, like Rashi says, the Nizokin. Rashi says, Shor Sha Yisrael Shenogah Shakusi Potter. That's one halacha. If a Jew has a shor, his axe goes and harms a goyish axe, you're potter from pain. We have psukim for this. What about the Shor Shakusi Shenogah Sha Yisrael? What about a goyish axe hit a Jew's? Is halacha bein tam bein muid mishal nezek sholem? No matter what happens, he has to pay the full price, the full damage. Mashenkin v'shal Yisrael Shenogah Sha Yisrael. If a shor, an axe that belongs to a Jew, hits, harms another axe belonging to another Jew, then there's a difference. That tam, the first three times, mishalom chatinezek. Muid, once you become a muid, then mishalom nezek sholem. That's the difference halachis. So it's an afkamina now, this kid, by machza machza, 50-50, we say he's a Jew, filchus nizokin. For the Gemara Hechidomi, what's the case? What do you want to tell me? Inayim, if you want to tell me the case is, tinakhe turididan. Literally, day that our ox, a real Jew's ashor, hit, harmed this tinix, this kid's ashor. So what do you want to tell me now? That he has a locha like a Yisrael, and therefore we have to pay him. For the Gemara, no, it shouldn't be that way. Nicey raya v'nashkel. I could tell you how much of a roll of a raya. My ox harmed you. Now, if you're a goy, I don't have to pay you. My shor such as a goy, I'm potter. So therefore, in order for me to have to pay him, he has to be Yisrael. Sakri tell me that machza machza sofik. I have to pay him. The klal always is, if I have a sofik, if I have to pay or not, hamoitzim mechaver all over I am. Before I have to give away my money, you have to prove it. And here you can't prove you're Yisrael. So I don't have to pay you in such a case. Like tzrichas achirsh is like this. We're talking about the nagche turadi day le turadi dan. That his ox shtoist us. That's what happened. His ox went and hit another Jew's ox. So look at it like this. That if he's a goy, he has to pay nezek sholem the first time. If he's a Jew, he only has to pay a chatzi nezek. So how much does he have to pay now? The loch is he has a loch like a Jew, he only has to pay a chatzi nezek. Why? Pal geyoyevle. Here he has to pay up. Because on the tzad he's a Jew, a tam, his shor now is a tam, it only hit one or two times, he has to pay only 50%. Idach palga, the other 50%, like what do you want the kid to pay? Because you want to say the kid's a goy. But the kid can say no. Namely, the kid will say to us, I see Raya, the Lav Yisrael, another shakel. You want me to pay me? You want to tell me that I'm a guy? You prove it. You have to prove it. In order to get money away from me, the same thing.
We can't make the kid pay unless we have proof to say he's a guy. Now, since it's machzah, machzah to sofit, we don't know if he's a guy or a Jew. So in such a case, he has a locha like a Jew. Just like if a Jew's shor's tam hits somebody else, he only has to pay a chatzin nezek, half the damage. Here also, this tinnik's shor, when it hits somebody, he only has to pay chatzin nezek. Because the other chatzin nezek, you can say, no, I'm not going to pay until you prove it to me that I'm a guy. Right, the Mishnah of all of my poilus. The Mishnah says, what if my poilus, if the wall fell on top of somebody, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But the more my comer, like what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? So Rashi says, my comer, kol hani sveka diktoni, my yosel hashminim. What's all the Chiddushim of the Mishnah? Again, the Mishnah said like this, that Mishnah flalom apoilis, if a wall fell up, a brick wall, all the bricks fell upon somebody. Now, sofek hu shom, sofek ein shom. We're in doubt if the person is there or not. Like, we just know the wall caved in, and you know your friend was around there. You're not 100% though the wall fell on top of your friend. Like, maybe nobody's under the wall. Still, you're allowed to pick up the, dig out to get the, to search, see if the person is there. Then the Mishnah says, sofek chai, sofek meis. We're doubtful, maybe the person's dead already, maybe still alive. Sofek hu si, sofek Yisrael. You saw the wall fall of avade on top of somebody, but there's a doubt whether that person is a Jew or a guy. Is Allah mafakhin al vasagal? In all these cases, you're allowed to search to find the person, like maybe he's a Jew and maybe he's alive. That's called pekuach nefesh. What about, let's see the end of the Mishnah, we'll get it later. Matsu achai, let's say you found him, you searched and you found that he's alive. Mafakhim, continue. Like, let's say you uncovered his head and you see he's breathing. So now you have a right to go further and uncover him altogether and save him. What about for your mace? Let's say you got to his head, you uncovered his head, we'll see in the Gemara, and you see he's not breathing at all, so you name on his mace, we'll see in the Gemara, yinichu, then you don't have a right to take him out any further, you have to let him stay there till after Shabbos, and after Shabbos you dig him out. So the Mishnah says a few sveikas here. You don't know if he's there, you don't know if he's a guy, you don't know if he's alive. What do we need all these cases for? But the Marmai Kama, what's all the Chedushim here? Moses, loy mi boy Kama. Each one is telling us something bigger than the other one. Loy mi boy, not only, Safak Husham. The first doubt is, like, you know your friend was there. Your friend, the Jew, was there. And your only doubt now is he under there or not? But if he's under there, like, Mustami, he's still alive, and he's a Jew. So, di'isa chayu. Then if he's there, he's alive. The mafakhin. So in such a case, the only doubt is he there or not? For sure, you could save him. Elafilu sofek chay sofek meis. But even, let's say you have a doubt that you saw that stone came down, mamasha crushed the guy. So you have a good start to say maybe he's dead already. So maybe I would say, since maybe he's dead, you shouldn't be allowed to save him. The Mechal Shabbos now. Still no Mefakhin. No, since it's doubtful, maybe he's still alive, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Follow me, boy, Sofek Chai, Sofek Meis, to Yisrael. But I called upon him up until now, we knew that person was a Jew. El Afilu Sofek Husi, Sofek Yisrael. Even in the case where you have a doubt, even in a case where there are nine Goyim there, and one Yisrael, since it's doubtful if he's a Jew or not, maybe you can't save him. Still Kamash no Mefakhin. No, you're allowed to save him. Still, maybe there's a doubt, maybe it's a Jew, or maybe the person's alive, you're allowed to go and save him. Right, at the end of the Mishnah says, what about Matsu Chai? Let's say you find the person's alive, Mefakhin. For the Gemara, Matsu Chai, Chita. If you started to dig there, and you saw the guy is moving, Savadi could save him more, and take him out. You have to tell me. But like Tzricham, the Afilu Lachai Yeshua. Tremendous Chiddush. Even in the case that you saw Mamash Achmon Leslo, and the guy is crushed, and he's going to die in another 5 minutes. So the only thing you want to save now to take the stones off him is he should be able to live another few minutes. That's called Chai Yeshua. We know 100% he's going to die. Still, the locha is you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos for him to keep him alive another few minutes. That's the locha. For Chai Yeshua, you're allowed to keep a person alive. So that's a tremendous chiddush here. That even though I would say in Svar, maybe no, because one of the Svars we'll see later on the days, why could you be Mechal Shabbos to save a person? One Svar is, it's Kedai to be Mechal Shabbos, one Shabbos, and he'll stay alive, and the person will be Mekayim, many Shabbosim to come. So it's Kedai for the many Shabbosim to come to be Mechala one Shabbos. Here you don't have that Svara. Because here you know for sure the guy's going to die in 5 minutes. Still, if you don't take off the stone, he'll die right now. Still, you're allowed to dig, in a case where, even in the case where it's Nisa Diraisa, case we're doing the Nisa Harisha there. Still, you're allowed to save the person, even though he'll only live a few more minutes. Chai Yeshua Soiche is also Deiche Shabbos. Right, the mace, let's say you find the mace, then you nichu. Let him stay there, you're not allowed to do anything more. So the Mara, hainami pshita, like you found the guy dead, avadi, can't be mechal Shabbos for a dead person. And the Mara, like, tzricha l'Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. It's calling even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. The Tanya learned like this. Ein matzile nesa meis of neadleikum. Let's say there's a fire in the house, so there's a mace there also, the person's dead already. So a mace is muksa, Shabbos, not let him move him. And mefrat from one chotzer to another chotzer, Rashi says, I will soon see. But the Tanakh says he can't save the mace. You're not allowed to take the mace out of the house and bring him into the chotzer. Even though like this, he may get burnt up. And Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Lokish, Shamati, I heard over no, Shematil nes ames of Adleika. I hold no, you are allowed to save the mace from Adleika. So Rashi says, Matil nes ames, le chotzer amurevis. You're allowed to carry the mace from this chotzer into another chotzer that has the Erev. The leki Israel tiltul. The only tzan Israel should be a tiltul muksa. You're touching a mace that's muksa. See all the smut, you're allowed to be metaltul. So the chur of the kasher is now that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lokish, you see, you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a mace. Kol porim nisi de rabbonin. So even though some say by mafachem olav sagal, it's possible to have an issue the raisum, but our mishnah's poshim mashim, even in the case we just want to move the stones on the side, even in the case we're not doing an issue the raisum, it's possible to say when you have to move the stones, you're only doing an issue the rabbonin. You're only being metal to muksa. Still, the mishnah says nothing doing. If you find the person is mace, don't move another stone. You have to let him stay there. So that's not like Yehuda ben Lokish. Yehuda ben Lokish says, no, if a mace is in a chotzer, that you see a fire is coming, they may get burnt up, you're allowed to move the mace to save the mace. So here also, it's not nice to let the mace stay under the stones or right away faster there. Maybe you should be allowed to save him. So Mishnah Mar says, no. Our Mishnah goes, even contra Yehuda ben Lokish. V'yafilu Yehuda ben Lokish. Loi komar ela mitoich shodim bo la mesoi, iloi shoreslei, osalechbuye. His only matter it in a case where a person sees the fire is coming into the house and he knows he has a mace in the house. The svara there is, if we're not going to let you carry the mace outside, the person gets bold, gets nervous, gets so excited that he may by mistake put out the fire. Like it bothers him so much to see the mace being burnt up that he'll go and put out the fire, and that's an issue the raisa. So therefore, Yehuda ben Lokish says it's kedai, be over the issa muksa tiltum, carry the mace outside, kedai you should not come to put out the fire. That's what there he's making. Avol hocha, but here you find the mace in the bar. Eloi shorislei mayifilam evid. We're going to tell the person you're not allowed to carry him out now. You have to let him stay there. You can't touch the stones. So good, the guy will get nervous. What can you do? You can't do any yitzah there. There's no yitzah to do. Where you have the fire here, you're telling me I can't move him, so I'm going to put the fire out. But here the guy is there, stuck there. So good, you can't take him. Now you take him after Shabbos. But he's going to stay there. I'll do something now, there's nothing to do. You're telling him he can't move the stones. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That where a mace is there, and you find the mace, you're not allowed to touch him, you can't touch the stones, you have to leave him there. Tana Rabbonin, ad heichin ubeidik. Till how long do you check the person? Now we're going now, there are a whole bunch of stones fell on top of this person, and you've taken all the stones out, you want to check the person, see if he's alive or not. Till how far do you have to check him to make sure he's a mace? He's dead. Is at choytmer. Tanakama says to his nose. Once you see by his nose nothing is breathing, nothing's coming out of his nose, you have a right to say he's dead. You don't have to go further. Joshi at choytmer. V'yemein chiyas v'choytmer, sheina moitzi ruach, v'adai meis v'nichum. Let's say you only caught his head first. You started to take out the stones, and the first thing you met is his head. And you see his nose, and you see nothing is coming out of his nose, that's it, you don't have to go further. You have a right to say he's dead, and you can't save any, you can't do anything more. That's what Tanakama says. The Yeshayim, some say no, ad liboy. You have to check his heart. Make sure his heart is not pumping. There's not enough just to check the nose. You have to also go to the heart. Yeshayim, ad liboy. Now, bodak, yeah, that's one chiddush.